I walked into my mother's room. My mother is now 94 years old. I've been trying to think how it is at 94. So I walked into my mother's room, and she was looking over a box of old letters. They were really dog-eared. Mom looked up as I came in. She had an open letter in her hand. Jay wrote this, she said, when he was in school. My Lord, Mom, I said, Jay is now a father of three children. He's your grandson, but he's also a father, and what's more, you could just pick up the telephone and call him and find out what he's thinking right now. Mom went right back to looking at the letter. Jay wrote such a nice letter, she said. Suddenly, I understood why Mom and I write letters instead of talking on the phone. Well, I've always known that in my family we don't call on the phone unless it's a funeral or close to it. Mom came from Hungary on a ship when she was 20 years old. She's never been on an airplane and maybe twice on a train in her whole life. A letter fits into Mom's life like it fits into her hand. It's news, but it's not sharp and quick and sudden. I know myself, when I talk to Mom, she's in Massachusetts, and that's a long way away. I always shout, "How are you, Mom?" And then she shouts back, "I'm fine. How are you?" Then I say, "How's the weather, Mom? Is it snowing?" Long distance makes me so nervous I shout, and Mom too, so it's hopeless. But letters... Ah, letters we can cope with. They're slow, quiet. I watched Mom as she smoothed the envelope of Jay's letter. She smoothed her name as it was printed on the outside of the envelope. Suddenly a picture came to my mind. A character in a story said, "I knew when I reached happiness. It was my name on a glass door." Mom, you're 94 years old. You don't need phone calls loud and strenuous. Let me think of you sitting in your rocking chair reading your letters. Mother's Day is coming. I'm at my typewriter. Dear Mom, this is your name on a glass door from your daughter in Missoula, Montana.